Today FM Breakfast, M, Grant and Ed.
Hey, podcasters.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Reading a sheet.
Oh, Grant's back. I thought you left.
I'm back.
Hey, well done. Welcome back.
Finished off a great day. What a great day it was with you two.
Yes.
Mate, so what are we...
19 cock touches.
Oh, dear. He's grabbing it now.
You know, that's all I'm now going to go back and watch old episodes of Family Feud if I can find them and see how many. Like, someone in this office has to be doing that.
Don't pretend like you don't have already about 900 episodes saved on your Foxtel IQ.
There we go.
And you're just chipping through them night after night.
Would it surprise you when I tell you I don't?
No. Not at all. Mr. Grant. We have Dave O'Neill in, though, talking about his show.
D-O-N.
Good to see Australian television having a crack and coming up with some new stuff, because, look, if you don't bake it, if you don't date it, if you don't renovate it, it doesn't get made in this country anymore, so it's nice to see some new stuff.
Is someone coming with a script?
Yeah, what was that?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Did you get in trouble?
I was going to say it before, but I forgot.
Did you get in trouble for something? Did you get in trouble?
Yeah.
No, I've been making jokes about Pilot Week all week and having
word hasn't yet reached me, but... It might be because I'm bunkered down, but I think word might reach me at some point. It's good to see some new stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, no, true. He's right.
I've heard good things about Dave's show, actually.
I've seen it. It's funny.
Yeah.
Ironically, he would have, which I said to him, he'd have a much easier chance of getting it up in America than he would here.
How long since we've seen a sitcom in this country?
We don't support it. If it's not, if we don't bake it, dake it, or what was the other one?
There we go. Bake it, date it.
If you don't bloody renovate it, bake it, or date it, it doesn't get done.
Who'd you steal that from? Legit.
No,
that's not yours.
I was going to say it earlier in the chat with Dave, but I forgot.
Who did you steal it from?
I didn't.
I don't believe you.
I was...
Renovate, date it.
I'm Googling it.
Bake it.
Renovate, bake, shake it, date. Doesn't
sometimes, guys, it might surprise you, but I have some great genius gear that goes on in this brain of mine.
No,
it just doesn't always make its way out of my mouth.
That did ring like you. That sounds like something you would... Because you're good at that. You're good at knowing
Because there's only ever three kinds of television in this damn country, and sometimes it's nice to see some fresh stuff.
Oh, I hear you, sister. It's all on my podcast. All right, so. In the meantime, enjoy this one.
Yeah, we just wanted to let everyone know, first of all, you can register. If you're in Sydney, we're doing M's Big Bump Brunch, which we haven't really spoken about here before. So go to todayfm.com.au/win. Looking for pregnant women to come and eat with me. And also...
Are we going to have to move this to Kudos Bank
Arena?
There's
a chance.
Kudos.
Also, look, you're going to be hearing an Ask Me Anything with an incredible woman by the name of Geraldine. She's a domestic violence survivor. And there will be a separate podcast with our full interview because it did go for quite a while. But, just a trigger warning to anyone listening to the podcast. We do cover topics of domestic violence.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
1 minute past six on a sad day.
Why?
The energy healer's out of The Bachelor.
Oh, I know. I fell asleep and you guys, I'm so jealous. You're all talking about how funny it was, how Cass brought her dream diary out.
Yeah.
So how did the energy healer take it?
Oh, no, terribly.
So she didn't see it? Is she not also a psychic medium?
No. I think she's a healer,
just
so I think she's retrospective. And so she's coming on at 8:30 today to tell her side of the story.
She didn't take it well.
No.
Amazing.
It was great. She's great. Cass is great with her diary. It's more of a... Ben, it's not so much of a diary. It's more of like a script that she'd written.
So she didn't ruin what she had to say.
Like the conversation she wanted to have.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she made him turn away so he wasn't looking at her while he did it.
That's normal.
While she did it.
Yeah.
And how's Vanessa Sunshine, my friend Vanessa Sunshine?
No, she was...
Amazing?
No, just shady.
Good.
Shady.
We all need that. We need the villain.
Yeah, she's really good, Vanessa Sunshine.
Right.
She is.
On brand.
I'm loving it. I actually really like her.
Me too.
So, plenty on today. Grant Daniel Crotchgate is getting... He doesn't know this because he'll be here at 7, but it's a lot worse than we first thought.
Well, we've had someone in an audience recently who was... Well, apparently it's getting worse.
Yeah.
He may have ignited something.
Or exposed something.
Well, he did.
He is, that's right. He claims he can revive bananas in a separate issue today. Good luck to him.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets to R&B Live.
Can revive bananas.
Ooh,
constantly. Just
constantly.
Touching them. He loves to revive bananas.
He does. Big bump brunch is happening.
Sorry.
Well, he's not here. If he gets to sleep until 7, he's at the mercy of Ed and I.
Yeah, good.
Like, get here on time or cop it.
He's going to revive a banana at 6:45.
I bet he is.
Okay.
What's he going to do? He's going to keep massaging it.
Take it into the...
Tap, tap, tap.
Take it into the bushes at a music festival.
Oh, wow. We're really crossing the line.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
We do have the secret sound today. Yes, we got the 10 grand for Alpha Bucks Kids. Yes, we got tickets to go to M's Big Bump Brunch. But some stories from overnight. What do you want to start with? Go on then. Go on. You seem excited about
it. He knows me so well. Mum thinks her house might be haunted by a spunking ghost. Mm. Yes, everything.
Mm.
Now, she took this to Mum's Net, which you know is a pit of misery. But that's fine. I mean, if I thought that there was an ejaculating ghost in my house, I'd probably go to Mum's Net as well.
That's right, Stan.
So her username is Chip Shop Ninja.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is her reasoning for thinking that there's a spunking ghost. So she said, last night my partner woke up around 1 a.m. because he heard our bedroom door open. It's squeaky, needs some WD-40, but that's by the by. Good.
Sure.
He didn't get up, expecting our son to tap him on the shoulder, announcing he had a bad dream, but nothing. Then he heard the bedroom door close. So he went and investigated what the son was doing, but the son was fast asleep. And he said, just as he stepped outside the bedroom door, he stepped in a wet patch. He then went down to check on the dog, fast asleep. So slightly bemused, he came back to bed. And he said, I think we've got a spunking ghost. Now, I know that's where my mind would go to first.
Is it the first time it's happened?
Yes.
So that's happened once.
Just one wet patch out front of the door.
And had they previously thought that their house might be haunted?
No, this is the first semen haunting. Look, wow. I just think if you find a mystery wet patch in your house, if you're not immediately thinking a ghost has self-pleasured, are you even alive?
It's the husband, yeah?
Come on.
And he's we've got ghost, mate.
Oh,
and
it's definitely a ghost.
There's a ghost.
Oh,
he's got a laptop. Look, the ghost got my credit card and subscribed to Pornhub. Why is the ghost? There's a ghost. Keeps stealing my laptop.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of that.
Where
ghost.
Is that? Where is it?
England.
Yeah, I thought England is fast catching America for the most crazy things that are happening.
I feel like they have more ye olde ghosts. There's more ghosts in England. Have they been around longer than America?
Yeah. Oh, well, it depends if you want to get into, are we talking Western civilization
or,
you know what I mean? Like, how far back do you want to go?
I don't know.
That could be a Roman ghost that's self-pleasuring in there. Did he hear the faint jangle of sandals?
Nice.
And body armor?
They did not mention it at all, but it's a rational explanation. What do you got?
Speaking of unusual but rewarding stories, Usain Bolt.
Oh, now has he had one day of training?
He said, yeah.
2 days?
Oh, I think, yeah, two now. Usain Bolt is proving his worth.
Oh, yeah.
This has come from CFM, our colleagues.
Good on you, CFM.
What up, homies?
Yes.
The Central Coast Club has told our affiliate CFM, since the news broke the 8-time gold medalist's indefinite trial period. That's a weird sentence. I've never heard that before.
Mm.
Isn't the idea of a trial that it's not indefinite?
You are on trial for all time.
Like if I ring up...
Don't stuff up.
Exactly. If I ring up Audible or if I ring up like Stan and go, hey, can I have an indefinite trial period? They'll say, no, give me
$11. It is an oxymoron.
So it's reached 314 million people that Usain is playing for the Central Coast Mariners.
How are they counting that?
Is
that a Facebook stat?
Yeah, I'll come back to that. And it's worth already $16 million worth of advertising.
Wow.
Who's doing these numbers?
Well, the Central Coast team.
Really?
I imagine. And so do you have the... Okay, so but then there's... What's the local rivalry? Newcastle.
Yes.
So Newcastle Central Coast. The Newcastle Jets coach, who's jealous because he's only got like...
Who's his best player?
He's only got like soccer players. So,
which
is devastating.
They'll probably still beat them, but anyway.
He had this to say.
When you think of endurance alone, he really has to build some level of endurance because for his last major hit out, as far as I'm aware, he didn't even last 10 seconds. Yeah,
that's
so. And that could be sexual prowess, also. That's got layers. That joke.
Yeah, that could go.
Yeah, it's an onion joke.
He's but anyway, I couldn't be happier about this, as you know.
Mm.
As I keep saying, he is going to play, and this is don't shake your head.
He's not gonna play.
Why not?
Good point. How far can Usain Bolt run? Really? I mean, sprinters aren't known for their aerobic fitness.
Yeah, but
do you think he's been out there jogging?
Well, no.
He's with the ladies.
Joined in the studio by the overnight maniac, that is Danny Lakey.
Get around me.
Get around it. I only start clapping now when you say to get around me.
Yeah. Well, I just start clapping.
Thank you. Hello, successful media personalities. How are you?
No, he's not debatable. Until 7.
Yeah. So, and we are about to ruin that, as everyone's heard, so keep going.
So, Mr. Lakey, we'd love to have you with us. It's just as a way of demonstrating your wonderful overnight show, the lunacy that takes place, and then that we try and corral you into breakfast hours. Mm. Just tell us a couple of things that took place on your show that wouldn't be fit for broadcast in this time slot.
Well, last night, as a community, me and all my lovely listeners, we tried to create a very offensive Peter Dutton potato meme with varying degrees of success. We tried to speak to someone under house arrest. Unfortunately, that fell on deaf ears. And I spoke to someone who does vaginal steaming. That was good.
Fantastic. Hey. Oh, is that why you asked me if you could say vaginal steaming? Now, do they do it themselves or do they do it to others?
This is a lady who's an entrepreneur.
I feel like we've strayed into
She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, she's the one who holds the vaginal steaming ceremonies, boils the tea.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. I wonder what tea bags you put up your vagina.
I think Darjeeling and lemon and ginger. Mm. I think a mix between.
Imagine Kamal doing those ads.
So I feel like we've actually done the bit now, Lakey. That was meant to be a demonstration of what we wouldn't be doing.
Midnight hours. Too rude. Too rude for the breakfast time.
Lakey
slot.
And I should never be put together ever in a million years.
All right. So
this is the curious case of the wilted spinach and the jilted waiter.
Okay.
This happened about 24 hours ago. I went to breakfast at my local spot. Now, they do a $12 egg and spinach special. So I get my poached eggs and my wilted spinach on toast. And then, actually, coincidentally, I get a lemon and ginger tea to drink, not to steam my own penis.
Steam your vagina
with. And it comes to $15.60. Now,
okay.
I've eaten the spinach and eggs, and what must have happened is a little bit of the egg yolk has coagulated onto my beard, acted as some sort of adhesive, and has stuck a little piece of the wilted spinach onto the beard, unbeknownst to myself.
Right.
Now, for people who haven't seen you before, you look like Jesus spent too long at Splendor.
And
I take that as a big compliment.
Brunette Jesus spent too long at Splendor.
Yeah.
And also, before you continue on, 13:10:60, we need a jury, because Lakey feels like a waiter's done him wrong.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
13:10:60.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch me.
Let's give it. We need people to say yay or nay.
Watch me lure with prizes, Lakey. This is something else you get to do in breakfast.
Did the waiter do Lakey to service?
All right. So you just need to do 13:10:60. You're playing for, good stuff today. Yeah, you're playing for good stuff today. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You're playing for good
now
stuff
tell us what the waiter did to you.
Okay. So I've gone up to pay. And I've got my $15.60 in change. This is all my car change that I've accrued over the past year. It's like a mini savings account. You sort of feel like getting a free meal.
So yeah, you do.
Use all the coins.
Yeah. If you pay with found coins, you feel like you've beaten the system.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like someone who's stumbled across a Spanish galleon full of at the bottom
it's
of the sea.
Money.
Yeah, it's free money.
It's
well
free
done.
Money, guys.
Well spotted. Yep.
And I knew it was going to be $15.60, and I had like maybe $16 worth of shrapnel in the car. I've got my $15.60 exactly. It's all fit in the same handful. I've gone up to pay, and the waiter has then experienced some disdain. He doesn't like this. You can see in his eyes straight away. He thought, no, this was a tap. Pay and go, pay pass sort of situation.
Right, okay.
Not
so he's
in my
unhappy
world.
You've got all that change.
Very unhappy indeed. Now, remembering at this point, unbeknownst to me, the spinach is in my beard. I've got no idea about the spinach.
Oh
this
God.
Is a big piece. This is a big wilter. He's seen the spinach, obviously, and I think, allegedly, that he's made the conscious decision to not let me know about the spinach because I've given him a handful of change rather than the tap and go traditional method.
Some serious espionage.
I don't know this person, God. But I'm going to say 100% that's what's happened.
You've got
really?
To, yeah. Yeah, and you've got to think, now, this wasn't me then just going home. I had errands to run. I had a post office to go to. I had groceries to do. There was a hot chick giving me the up and down. I thought all of a sudden I turned into this massive rooster. She's just double looking at the spinach. We're about 3 hours in by now. The wind has been blowing. My car windows are down. It's gone from wilted to a dried fleck piece of spinach.
I've only
realised 3 hours later when I went to bed and brushed my teeth that I've had this spinach for 3 hours.
You'd have to steam it off.
All right.
So, okay.
What are we at? Is it a two-hander?
It's
Let's do the two-hander. Maddie, hello.
Good morning.
First of all, is it okay to pay with $15 worth of change?
Well, I've got change for a reason. Sure.
Yeah,
so that's a yes from Maddie.
Yeah, sorry. The rule regarding that, by the way, is if you can fit it in one hand, you can pay with it.
Oh, Jesus. And do you think the waiter deliberately didn't tell him about the spinach?
Yes, Yes, definitely.
Thank you, Maddie. Well played. movie tickets for you. Here comes Corinne.
Oh, yeah. Full board of calls.
Yeah,
Jesus.
They like that. Okay. Like some judgment, which I agree with. Hey, Corinne from Quakers Hill. First question.
Guys.
The 1560 and change, is that okay?
No, I don't even carry a wallet. I use all my cards on PayPal for my phone.
Yes. What would you do, Corinne, if you were working somewhere and someone handed you change?
Look, disdain, of course, across my face. However, we have it for a reason. We have the cards for a reason, right?
So yeah. No, but hang on. But what about the next bit? Do you think the waiter's purposely seen the 1560 and then said, this long-haired lout can get stuffed, he can live with that spinach?
I think that was his issue. I believe he should have said that there was stuff there. However, he's probably gone, you know what, no thank you.
Do you know what, change boy, you can live with that in your beard. No. Off you go.
Nah. The one-hand rule, guys. Obviously, not mainstream enough.
Movie tickets for now, Corinne. So let me ask you this, Lakey. Going back?
Not at all. No way. I'm going to go 5K down the road. Someone who will appreciate me.
Yeah,
on my
you
chain.
Show him. You show him.
A handful of pennies and a pocket full of dreams. That's me.
Lakey, stay there because we're coming back to talk Bachelor. Mm. You saw it last night. Em, you went to sleep.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep. I let the team down.
It could have been the best episode of The Bachelor. Honestly, so it was, good. Lakey.
It was pretty amazing. I can't believe all the things that happened last night.
All right. You tell me about it next.
I will.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed anytime. Anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Grant Daniel joins us at 7 o'clock. You've got Em's Big Bump Brunch.
Hello.
Coming up. And also Alpha Bucks Kids, your shot at $10,000. But the overnight maniac that is Danny Lakey is still in the house. Get it.
Grant will be in at 7 o'clock. Hey, let's get straight to The Bachelor. Who's he bashing there?
So this is The Bachelor. Now, last night, you and I, Benny as well, everyone here, unfortunately you fell asleep.
I'm hearing the cast read her dream diary and I'm so sad.
It was one of the great episodes, Lakey.
Tell me everything.
There was so much going on. Now, Lakey, do you want to start by dealing with, so it was Brittany who sort of got the first official.
Excuse me, say her name correctly.
Brittany.
Thank you.
Yep. Who got the first official kiss, Lakey, but I understand that you had a issue with the date that they went on.
Tell me.
Well, Badger's taken her on a game of foot golf, which is where instead of a golf club, you use your foot, and instead of a golf ball, you use a soccer ball. So it's an easier version of golf. Yeah, but you're kicking it into a hole.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was really lame, by the way. No girl wants to go on foot golf, do they?
I do a mini golf. Like, I do a fun, happy mini golf, but I don't want to go to foot golf.
Badger's only thinking about himself in these early days. He really wants to show off those glutes and just show off how he can kick the ball. Brittany's got no interest, but she's got into it, God bless her. And I just wasn't happy because the Badge, he's done one of the oldest tricks in the book, and he's pretended that he's the expert, and he'll just sort of come around. You see it like in movies with tennis instructors or something. The hot, sexy coach will just come from behind and sort to grab your arm and show you how to do it. So he's pretty much lifting her thigh and swinging it like a golf club.
Let me just show you how to move her leg.
The old reach from behind and pretend you're the instructor.
I agree with you. And it was clearly set up by the producers because they wanted a moment because there was nothing sexy about foot golf. So they were like, see if you can show her how to use her leg. It was very, very odd.
It would be better off doing darts.
Well, that yes, they would have. It was very...
It's a chance someone can get stabbed or something, at least. So she got a pash?
Yeah, no, she got a
rose. Why is their hair wet?
Oh, because they were in a pool. They went back and they got in the pool.
Post-football.
I felt bad for her because they made her sort of like strut out in her bikini. It would have been at night. There would have been, you know, my wife had worked on a reality show before, so she's not wearing much. And she said that it's probably 35 people standing around as this poor girl had to sort of strut awkwardly
into
out.
Into a romantic situation.
It was very weird.
Oh, no.
It would have been take three as well.
So Brittany's, is she going to the front? Is she beating Brooke as a front runner?
She's got to be top five. Easy. And Brittany's who I've got in the sweepstakes. So I'm really backing her in finale week.
Talk to me about Vanessa Sunshine, my favourite character.
Now, look, Vanessa Sunshine, she won a date with this sort of convoluted smashing heart game, which was clearly just set up for Vanessa to win.
Great. Because everyone's going to be smashing things. They keep putting weapons in Vanessa's hand. Have you noticed? Yeah. There's been an axe.
Yeah.
What was the first weapon?
And then she had a club yesterday.
Yeah, good.
But she is, and this is... I'm glad that she's in the show because she's there as someone like me. I'm not falling for this.
Oh, I'm like a rat with a tooth full of juice.
Yeah.
Stupid sayings.
Yeah,
Lakey.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
I like that one. Give me that one.
Because they're inaccurate, Lakey, is what bothers me. Anyway, he got angry at me when I suggested that.
Yeah.
And so he's thrown a couple at her.
Amazing.
And she's given him this.
You got any dad jokes? no, I don't get them.
You don't understand them, or you
like,
don't get
I get
them
it, either? But I don't get why people think it's funny.
Now, what he's done is what he tried to do to me as well, is he tried to belittle her. Can we hear that grab again? Have a listen to the way he tries to belittle her opinion of his, well, good, I'm like two cats in a disorder, and only one of them's got a banana.
John Howard.
So, yeah. Have a go at what he says to her.
You got any dad jokes?
No, I don't get them.
You don't understand them, or you
like,
don't get them?
Like, I get
them
it, but I don't get why people think it's funny.
Right. You don't understand them.
Yeah, she's just a girl.
What is there to understand about a bag of... You know what there is? He's the one that got made me annoyed, like he was like a bag of cats at a greyhound meet. As nervous as a bag of cats at a greyhound meet. What's wrong with that?
It's a great badgerism. It's a great idiomatic expression.
No, it's terrible. It's what's cats. Wrong with it? Why doesn't it work? It would be rabbits that would be nervous. Yeah. Because that's what greyhounds chase.
Yeah. Now, can we be
please... I lost Lakey then.
Can we please, yeah.
I thought it was great.
Lakey.
Lakey. He loved it.
He loves him.
Oh, that was great.
Lakey, I understand that Cass had her dream diary.
Now, take us through this, Lakey.
What's going on, mate?
Cass... Nothing's creepier than creepy Cass and her eyes too far apart. She's so young. She's so young and dumb.
She needs to just blink every now and then.
She does.
All.
Yeah, those eyes getting very dry very quickly. She's read her diary out. She's the one who said that the honey badger's on her vision board. And I'll tell you how to make something not come true on your vision board. Tell the man that he's on your vision board.
Can we have a listen?
Yeah, this is her.
Amazing.
Yeah, away she goes.
Every time I'm with you, I just like... struggle to say what I'm actually thinking in my head, so I wrote some things down. From the moment I first saw you, there was this precious moment in time where it felt like everything stood still and we locked eyes through the crowd. I didn't know who you were, but all I knew was I wanted to get to know you. Fast forward to a few months later where I properly got to meet you, and there was a moment of realization for me that love at first sight could be true. Oh, from then, every time I see you, I get butterflies, and I couldn't be more happy that you're the bachelor. And I'm really excited to see where this journey goes, and that's all I've written.
Wait, how did she write that 2 months ago?
No, she wrote that.
Oh, it's a new one.
That. Yeah.
New manifestation. Yeah.
So it's been updated. So she's got the old stuff that she's in. So it's like a new version of a book with a new chapter.
It's a big overreaction considering they just rub shoulders at the Ivy once.
No, I can tell you I've heard from a source that I will not name that they were quite, they had a few intimate naked dates and that he saw her as perhaps not a very serious thing because she's young and not what he's looking for, but he still did entertain her for a few times.
He then read his diary back to
what
her.
What did it say?
Just thanks for the, that was hotter than a.
Frog in his sock.
Bag of chips.
In a cow in a cat's
in a
roof.
Airplane. Come on, Lakey, get on board. He's actually
Lakey
crossed his
offended.
Arms.
Look
he's
at him. He loves the badger. Why do you
are you talking about my bachelor like that? More excited than a bachelor at a bachelor mansion.
Yes.
See ya.
Bye, Lakey.
Bye, Lakey.
See ya.
Grant, you've wandered in and you said, among other things, that you are a banana reviver.
Is that a euphemism?
No. I walked in and young Max, our producer, was about to bite into what I would consider a banana that's well past its use-by date. Okay. The majority of the colour was black. Okay. And I think at that point, that's when you normally disregard a banana.
Absolutely. It's either a smoothie or it's in the bin.
Or Boom. A cake.
Or a cake.
However, I said, mate, do you want to see the greatest thing you'll ever see in your life? And I don't want to talk it up too much, but this is mind-blowing stuff. Okay. I said, I can turn your banana around from all black to yellow in an hour.
So, let's start the banana clock because, granted, you have 1 hour from right now.
I love the banana clock.
Do you have the banana clock, Benny?
I want a banana clock.
Just any timer, and then I'll pretend it was the banana clock.
Okay.
Start the banana clock.
Hang on, let me get it.
Okay, good. So the banana clock starts, and in 1 hour, we at the end of the show today, or in 1 hour's time, whichever makes you look worse, we are going to go back and check your banana revival.
Don't doubt this.
Your Banana Man, remember that show?
Yeah, I do remember that.
How good was that
cartoon that was? The big guy, the jaw. Yeah. Banana Man. It will have not one little skerrick of black left on it. The thing will be completely turned from old to brand new again in the space of an hour.
What a skill.
The banana clock's on. We will be checking back.
I got this.
Soon.
Great.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
4 minutes past seven. It sure is. Time to try and give $10,000 away to one lucky kid. And Grant, Grant Denyer, who have you got for us today?
Hey, Ed, you know, we've got Bronte from Wilberforce on the line at the moment. Bronte, you're 12 years of age. Welcome to Alpha Bucks.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Are you going to buy yourself a horse if you win $10,000?
Whoa. I'd love to.
Oh, would mum or dad allow you to have a horse?
Probably not.
Oh, Bronte, what would you name your beautiful horse? I'm sure you've got one picked out.
Catalante.
Catalante. Oh. I knew you'd have a name.
What about Dutton?
No.
No.
Catalante's
a cute.
Oh. It's cute because he's being funny, or it's cute because it's a good name.
She likes does, don't
she
funny.
She doesn't know. Thank you. Okay.
For $10,000, hopefully we can buy you winks if we get this done.
Hey,
here we go.
Look what he's done there.
You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter T today. So T for television. Okay.
All right.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with the chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and then we'll move on to the next question. Must take the first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. And mum and dad is not allowed to help. Here we go. Your letter is T. Go get them, Bronte. Here we go. Name a food.
Tomato.
A day of the week.
Tuesday.
Something you can drive.
A truck.
Another term for sleepy.
Tired.
A piece of furniture.
Table.
A job.
A... Pass.
A job, an item in your pencil case.
A. Pass.
A body part.
Your toe.
Yeah, that got it. Yeah. I heard toe.
Yeah, I heard toe in time as well,
I
which means
when I hear it.
Bronte, $600 is what you've just won. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy. Yay. That's a lot of money. Remember how much $600 would have been
man,
to use a 12-year-old?
So much. Well played, Bronte. $600. Well done. We'll play again tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It is 6 minutes past 7. In a moment, we're going to be joined by a lovely, wonderful comedian, Dave O'Neill. He's got his show on for Channel 10's Pilot Week tonight, the show about him. He's made and paid, done the whole thing himself. Sadly...
Are we doing it?
Yeah, that's only part of what we're talking about.
Oh.
As someone who's been in the television and radio game a long time, Dave O'Neill's here at an awkward time because Grant Denyer...
you snooze, you lose.
Crotchgate hasn't gone away.
Oh, no. What do you mean? I thought it was just one day and it passed. I thought news cycles were like 24 hours.
It's
no.
not. Well, you've done it to yourself.
Yeah, this is
And the public
like,
are involved.
The public are involved. This is more like Trump and Russia. It gets worse every day.
So that's next.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Thanks. Now, tonight, as part of Channel 10's Pilot Week, Dave premieres on Friday. No, it's tomorrow.
Friday.
Yeah, no, it's tomorrow. I'll get to that, mate. 8:30 on Network 10. And the man who wrote, I'm going to say directed, maybe he didn't. Paid for the whole thing himself.
Acted all the roles. The daughter, the son,
the kids.
The wife. I mean, your turn as your wife is just Meryl Streep-esque.
This very, very good looking, too.
Famous Aussie battler, Dave O'Neill. Hello,
Thank
Dave.
You. Hey. Thank you.
Good to see you.
I am a battler. You're right.
Be nice.
My show's about a battler. It's about me as a comedian, as a dad, and struggling to keep them both in check.
I always feel like I owe you an apology for that time we shared a room.
Oh, yeah.
In the comedy festival.
Yeah, you were on before me. You did 40 minutes overtime before me. What?
Yeah, I did. And you always used to go home covered in glitter.
Yes. And your fans are hilarious. For anyone who hasn't been to an Emrosciano show, it's 90% women, a few gay blokes, and one husband who's come by mistake.
They've had a few white wines. You enjoyed it when leave, though.
I like your dad, Vinny.
Oh, Vinzy, yeah.
Yeah,
he loves you.
Because I've got a daughter who's 12, and I said, does this father thing go on forever, does it, mate?
He always asks me how you're going, always. I will.
Is he still in your show?
Of course he is.
Yeah, he's free.
Yeah, he plays whenever he wants.
He's free.
Well, I've got seven guys I have to pay. I've got seven other band members. Yeah, I've got seven piece. Dad doesn't want to get paid. I bought him a car. That's how I pay him.
Well, not only that, he does sit on a throne on stage.
He does.
A pretty regal kind of deal for Dad.
Yeah. He keeps on his daughter. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, your show is good fun. I've seen it. It's just a nice, funny...
Sitcom. It's a sitcom, we can call
it. Give us some of the other... Give them monstrous names. What a lineup.
Glenn Robbins is in
what?
It.
What?
Glenn Robbins, your good friend, and he plays himself, which is hilarious, because he's never played himself.
Yeah.
And it's like a paranoid version of himself.
Which is himself.
Himself. Because if you hang out with Glenn, it's like hanging out with the Pope, because, you know, he's Russell Coit, he's Cal Knight, he's Uncle Arthur. So everyone just wants to be in the same place with him.
Yeah, they do. It's true.
We were going to a gig once, like, and it was like Wagga or something like that. And he's like, I'm hungry. And it was a Saturday night. And he goes, let's go to McDonald's. I said, drive through. He goes, no, let's actually go in. I'm like, mate, it's Saturday night in Wagga. Are you sure you want to go to McDonald's? He walked in. It was like Ronald McDonald, like walking. People lost their minds.
Yeah.
They were yelling out, Glenn, Uncle Arthur. People move their meals to sit next to it. They thought they'd put on a show.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, they're in Wagga. Nothing happens in Wagga.
Well, you know,
what's happening?
Your experience, this might actually be good for an episode of Dave.
Yeah.
We're talking about the kids. Now, that's the experience of going in with Glenn Robbins and yourself, having a nice time. TV's Grant Denyer once took his daughter to McDonald's. And what happened?
She took a dump in the playground on the ground.
Oh. Full glass window.
Full
everyone
glass
watching.
In front of everyone while they're just hoeing into half a hamburger.
Did Glenn do that?
No, that.
Now, Dave, I'm so glad that you're here as a radio and television professional.
Yeah.
Now, you've done radio a long time. You've done a lot of radio ads, of course.
Done stacks of radio ads.
Yep.
And, are we talking about Crotchgate?
We are. And
I was driving and I heard it. They're talking about it on other radio stations.
They are.
Talking about it everywhere.
It's done.
There's absolutely no need to.
So what's for those who are just tuning in, unfortunately, Grant Denyer has an obsession with his own self, and during the taping of our television ad, they couldn't find a take where he wasn't grabbing himself, and so we've had to use one, right?
I think maybe, I don't want to get too personal, but have you had some sort of shaving down there? Like, you know when regrowth occurs in areas?
Yeah, I do know, Joel.
Answer the question.
You know, I know.
Can I be honest?
Yep.
Yes.
That's what it is.
You are so vain.
Dave O'Neill. That's why Dave's here.
It looks bigger.
Oh.
Now,
I mean, fair enough if you've had a vasectomy because that's what they make you do. They make you.
It's an aesthetic thing.
All right. Now, what we're going to do is
take away the shrubs and then the trunk looks bigger.
Okay. Oh, now, what we're going to do is, Dave, can you hang around for another couple of minutes?
Oh,
I'm just going to check.
I don't know.
I'm just going to check how much of our radio license we've lost, and then come back because we have an update.
Yeah.
We have an update.
Sure.
We have a concerned listener.
Yeah. Next, we have a concerned listener who's had to experience something yesterday.
Yeah.
Finished 2 days ago.
Nope, no, it's coming back in a moment.
Get all the M, Grant, and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
We thank Dave O'Neill for his time. His show, Day, premieres Friday, 8:30 on Network 10. He was so offended that he's left.
Yes.
Because we're deep in the mire of Crotchgate, where, Grant Denyer, you've been exposed as someone who repeatedly grabs himself. You were in the television ad. We then heard that you were told at Family Feud that you'd have to stop because it was getting too much.
In fact, was told to go behind the podium of shame to do it.
Look, I think it happened once in the studio. I was busted and shown the footage. And
just
then
once?
I decided to have a little procedure behind the podium where no one could see to ensure that it didn't happen in front of the eyes of those who came to see the show.
Was there no podium at Game of Games?
No.
So yesterday you filmed Game of Games, your brand new show for 10. It's going to be huge. You had your first official filming day yesterday. Did it go well?
Went fantastic. A lot of laughs, a lot of fun, went smoothly. It's a great show. We've got something good. A lot of relieved people and excited people. This is going to be the show of the future.
And there's also some concerned people because we'd like to welcome Jared from Penrith. Good morning, Jared.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, you don't sound well, Jared. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's just first thing in the morning.
You sound concerned.
Yeah,
is what I mean,
why
Jared.
Are you concerned?
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Why are you calling in, Jared?
How are you, Grant? That was a great show yesterday, buddy.
Did you go? Say.
I did.
Oh, fantastic.
I was there in the audience. It was a great show.
So Jared has gone along to see Game of Games. He's had a great time. But Jared, just go on. Just cut,
what'd you notice?
Rip the Band-Aid off. Yeah. Just say
he
what
just
happened.
Noticed how funny it was and how many times he laughed.
Let him talk.
Well, I laughed a lot. I did laugh a lot, but a little concerning. Well, not concerning, but it is for Em. The crutch grab.
What?
How many?
19.
What?
19.
You were there and you counted me touching?
I was there because the only reason I started counting is because I realised you did it, and then I thought back to the video and I'm like, oh my God, he does do it. And then I saw you do it 3 times and I'm like, oh my God. And I said to my friends, I'm going to count this. because she's not much of a radio listener, but I told her all about it, and she goes, "No." I said, "Yeah." So we did 19.
Oh no!
Thank you, Jared.
That I saw.
So let's say 100.
Yeah, 200.
This has affected me so greatly, Jared, that since the discussion we had on radio, I was so nervous on the floor that I might have been doing this because I had some tight pantage on yesterday. Okay. It was pretty tight. And then I realized I was going to do things and I kind of realized where I was and I was in the moment and I could kind of deflect and stop the behavior before it happened. But
no,
Jared,
you didn't. 19 times you didn't. Have you thought about a tuck?
That's a great.
Have you thought about a tuck?
What do you mean by a tuck? You just
get some gaffer tape, you put it on the front of your peen, and then you get that and you strap the landing gear up under your buttocks.
No. Like a little a tuck
under. Drag queens do. It's a tuck. Yeah, have you thought about a tuck?
It sounds like a different kind of show than the one I was making.
Thank you, Jared.
Oh, no. So I do
19.
Do it. Yep. Did you plant him? Is this legit? Who's this
and
real?
What we need to understand
did you send him into the show?
When Game of Game goes to air, that's all anyone's going to be looking for.
Oh, my God.
What a game.
I was petrified the whole time I filmed this show, and it's only day one of about 10, and now I'm prolifically touching myself like it's some kind of button that needs to be turned on and off.
Larry Emder doesn't touch himself.
My little baby bum. Check it out.
Well, Em's Big Bump Brunch is officially going off. It is so popular. A lot of pregnant women getting together. I hope we have enough food. this has come off the back of I can't stop eating. I am growing a child in my guts currently. And I just thought perhaps we could all get together as pregnant women, put on bibs and eat with reckless abandon. My thighs have started rubbing together and I'm getting skin tags. Do you know what skin tags are?
Those little pieces,
they look like Tic Tacs covered in flesh.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tiff probably didn't cause she's so fit, but when your skin rubs together, I see.
Yeah, I see.
And I have to I don't know what to do.
Leave them.
No, but it hurts.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, do you put Vaseline between your thighs? Like, what do you do?
Look, I'm not the expert, but
I'm really sad because I'm only like 4.5 months pregnant. And
just keep going.
It's a long way to go.
It's fun.
It's not fun.
Got to enjoy yourself.
This is all normal though. Yeah, you got to remember that. This is just part of the wonderful journey.
My husband was looking at me and I said to him, I promise I'll get it back.
Don't say that.
I'll snap it back. He was like, nah, you look beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
But he wasn't looking me in the eye, guys.
There was a guy I know and his girlfriend was pregnant. No, wife was pregnant. Yeah. His girlfriend wasn't at that point.
Yeah.
And then she was in her G-string in the bathroom.
Can't wear those.
He walked in, snickered, and walked out.
What?
She's never forgotten it. It was years ago.
I can't wear a G-string. It's too painful.
It was years ago. I still remember
it. You can't snicker.
I know. I was like, mate.
Don't do that, man.
Go home.
Jesus.
Okay, so.
I loved every stage of my wife's pregnancy. Every stage is beautiful and different in every way.
There you go.
It's good.
Yeah, it's lovely. I agree. Good on you, mate.
You can't see my face right now.
No, you're sort of looking at me funny, like you think I'm a liar.
I think you're a liar. Monica in West Pennant Hills. Hello, darling.
Hey, how you going?
Now, would you like to come along to the Big Bump Brunch?
I would love to eat all the food with you.
Thank you. So how far along are you?
I'm only 11 weeks, but definitely feeling those cravings.
What are you missing most?
Wine and sushi, of course.
Okay.
Oh, yes, of course.
But I understand you've replaced the wine with something else, which I have done also.
Yeah, a little chocolate milk here and there.
Yummy.
I'm having chocolate milk every night instead of a wine.
Really?
So Scott will go to get a beer and I'll be making myself a chocolate milk.
Yummy, that's Monica. Great. Hot milk or just milk?
Milk. Also replacing coffee as well. I don't know.
What do you have? Oh, that's chocolate too.
Ed, you're a feeder.
Yeah, got you. Yeah.
You are an old-fashioned feeder, aren't you?
Yeah, got you.
Like my dad.
Absolutely I am. Yeah, absolutely. I don't deny that. Look at me. I'm trying to feed Grant Tenure a drumstick right now.
Tanya, it's always thin people who are feeders too because you're so thin. Tanya, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
God. We're good. We're spending a lot of time talking about Grant Tenure's crotch, but other than that, what do you think
Nothing
about crotch
wrong with
game?
That.
Tanya, are you all right with him grabbing his crotch on Game of Games?
Well, Yeah.
It's natural.
Yeah, it's you do what you need to do, Greg.
It's natural. Tanya knows how to party.
Don't question it, just enjoy it.
No. Jesus Christ. I understand that you've taken down I've been eating 4 potatoes a week, and I understand you have also gone down the potato route.
Yeah, like I think when my baby comes, it's going to be a quarter Polish, quarter Sri Lankan, and half potato. Because I've been eating like mashed potato, kochu, hash browns, just anything potato related.
Have you gone so far as to do the drive through? I'll just have hash browns, thank you.
Oh, that's
yes, I had 3 of those actually.
Yes,
I didn't even think
baby,
about that.
I'm like, it's all good.
I'm going to do that on the way home.
Yeah.
Drive-thru hash browns!
Oh, yeah, a friend of ours is on the drive-thru hash brown train at the moment. She says it's unbelievable. They almost know. When you rock up to a window and you're pregnant, they go, start up the hash thing.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, she's here, guys.
She's here. Tanya, would you like to come along to the Big Bump Brunch?
I would love to wear a bib and eat with all you ladies. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Did you ever think that would be a sentence you'd get to say on radio? Isn't that fabulous?
No, not really, actually. But, you know, anything goes when you're pregnant, right?
That's right, Tanya. Totally. Anyone listening, if you are pregnant or you know a pregnant person who maybe you could drag along with you because you want to be their plus one, go to todayfm.com.au/win page and look, get there quickly because it's getting quite
filling
full.
Up.
Yes.
Filling up. Now, normally we would be doing entertainment, but another matter has become more pressing.
Yes,
so
breaking news, in fact.
Breaking news.
And we throw to our political reporter, Jonathan Lee. Jono. Jono, we
hello,
have...
people of the outside world.
What's going on? Let everyone know you're officially breaking it.
So last night what happened was a letter went round. Peter Dutton was desperately trying to get enough people to sign this petition to effectively force Malcolm Turnbull to have a party room meeting today where he could stand up, knife him, and become Prime Minister. Last night, there was a lot of talk at 7 o'clock that he had those numbers. At 8 o'clock, I found out he only had 13. I think he needed 43. So there was a lot of hyperbole, exaggeration. Everyone got excited. This morning, Peter Dutton has tweeted and said that he now has enough numbers that he's demanding a party room meeting as soon as practicable, early this morning. And effectively, he's going to stand up and ask to spill and become Prime Minister. Now, we've been told, or it's being reported, that the Prime Minister has said, nope, get nicked at the moment. I don't believe that's true. So this is going to play on like wildfire at the moment. And it's going to be a whole lot of people sharpening their knives and wondering who's going to be Prime Minister at the end of the day. What Malcolm Turnbull desperately wants is to get to the weekend. Today is the last sitting day in Parliament. Now, most people might think the pollies are always here. They're not. They're only here for sort of half of the year, and it's kind of Monday to Wednesday. So if he gets through, Monday to Thursday, if he gets through today, he's effectively got 3 weeks away from his joint. The politicians will go back home, and all of their, constituents will come out and say, "What the hell is going on?" So he's hoping those people go back, and then they say, "There is no appetite to knife another prime minister. Hunker down, stop being stupid, and let's get on with running the country. We've got a bloody drought."
Jono, do you believe that we will have Prime Minister Dutton by the end of the week?
Oh, it's getting really hard to say. Look, I thought this morning when he survived last night with everyone running around with kind of this breathless hyperbole, as I call it, that he was done and dusted. But it was kind of a little hollow. It's going to be really hard for Malcolm Turnbull to survive at the moment. But kind of imagine it. Imagine sitting in your house, it's dark, and you know there's a mob outside. They're running around with torches and they're beating themselves into a frenzy saying, let's go in and get him, let's go in and get him. And that's Malcolm Turnbull last night thinking, are they coming for me? Are they coming for me? John, they didn't do it last night.
But they're coming today, certainly by tweet. That's what Dutton said publicly. John O'Lee, Channel 10 political reporter. Has Tony Abbott got his fingerprints on this?
Oh, mate. I can't even think of... Yes.
Tony Abbott in the...
smells of garlic.
Okay.
Jono, I just want to ask you, as someone who's close to these guys all the time, it's your job to be around them. What kind of bloke is Peter Dutton? Is he as bad as he comes across?
No, he's not. He's probably the sort of bloke most people would have a beer with. He has a persona where he has to be tough, right?
He comes across as cold and unfeeling. You know, like that. He doesn't come across well.
And he's wanted to do that for a long time. Now he wants everyone to think that he's fun, Pete. He doesn't mind going down the pub and having a bet. And you find most people when you sit down and have a chat with them, they're not as bad. You have a chat with Malcolm. Malcolm's not a bad bloke to have a beer with. You know, I can say I actually bought the Prime Minister a beer, and you know he's okay. Malcolm loves to be the smartest guy in the room, and he is. The problem with Malcolm is, or the problem with the Prime Minister, I should say, is it's hard for him to simplify that in a way that most people understand. Peter Dutton, I don't think is the smartest bloke in the room, but he can probably connect with a lot more people, especially in the remote areas.
I'm so sick of politicians deciding who our prime minister is going to be and not the people. This just gets so annoying. I just wish
you'd be the
stability.
Prime minister if we let the people decide.
That'd be
decide.
Awesome. Well, that'd be sick. That'd be sick.
I know what you mean, but Barnaby Joyce made a rookie say, and this is sickening what's happening right now. It's horrible. Like, even here in the gallery, everyone think, oh, we're beating ourselves into a frenzy and we're excited. It's kind of gross to watch somebody's career be destroyed and the legacy be destroyed because, you know, whatever happens today or tomorrow, our country is going to change. There is a path that we're on, and if we've got a different minister, our entire country will change direction, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. And it's kind of icky to know that that is happening all around you. And all the staffers will lose their jobs, and others will be promoted, but many will lose their jobs because of this. So it isn't nice. It isn't a good feeling. In other countries, they shoot people over this.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But what is it? Who said if you want a friend, get a dog? About politics and men. I remember. I always go back to when Julia Gillard got rolled and Paul Keating rang her. I'll make sure I get this right. If I've misquoted slightly, I apologise. And he said, "We all go out in a box."
God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, wow.
The politicians.
So
they all go out in a box. That's why we work in the safety of media.
Yeah, totally.
John O'Lee, Channel 10 political reporter. We'll see your reports all day on Channel 10. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jono.
Stay safe. Bye-bye, people.
Bye.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au. Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound? What is that sound? It is 10 minutes past 8, and there is $73,000 up for grabs if you know what this sound is. Okay, now, adjudicators have all been sent home because our executive producer, Kimmy, guessed the secret sound and is now our live adjudicator. Kimmy, so far so good, that's all true?
Yes.
Okay, she's always more nervous than the people guessing.
Sweaty palms.
So you'll be fine, mate.
Here comes Jerry from Penrith. Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
What do you think it is, Jez?
I think it's doing up a buckle on rollerblades. When you you pull the tag through, do the buckle up, tighten them up.
Sick, man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been thinking about that one for, Jerry? Because rollerblades are...
Oh, not too long, but I mean...
They've just got time to mind, you know?
Yeah. Oh, look, ages. Yeah, been thinking about it for ages.
All right, good.
Oh, Jerry, Sorry.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay, here's Karen from Richmond. What do you believe it is, Karen?
Hello.
What do you reckon it is, Karen?
I think it's the twist of a pepper grinder.
More information.
Yeah, more info.
That's very broad. Like, there's so wooden broad. Ones, there's plastic ones.
Exactly.
What do you reckon, Karen?
A wooden one, probably.
Can we hear it?
No.
Don't worry, Karen, she actually folded her arms with that guess. I think that guess was somewhat offensive. Now, Alana's from Campbelltown. Hi, Alana.
Hey.
Hey. What do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it is cracking a crab claw.
Oh, to get the meat out of the inside.
Yeah. Yes.
Once again, more information.
Do
you have a utensil?
Are you using,
you've
exactly.
got to be so...
You have to be specific. Yes. And this is a $73,000. Oh, okay. Are you saying cracking a crab claw with a rollerblade? Like, what are you saying? So
like cracking it with a crab claw cracker? Yeah.
Final answer.
Yep.
That's a final answer.
That's your wording for $73,000?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
No. Yes, that is my wording.
You go to your room and you tidy it up, Alana.
And turn your radio.
Okay.
Hey, Alana.
Thanks, Alana.
Sorry, guys. Those incorrect guesses are all going
you're
up.
You're right, Alana. It's okay, babe.
Say, Kimmy, say again.
You just got to be so specific.
Yeah, but like, if you're not even in the ballpark.
Why do we ask for more information? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's just got to be. This is the.
She's
game.
Tapping her phone, guys. This I mean, when she taps her Fitbit or her phone, she's very serious.
But you've got to.
Say that one more time. This is.
The competition.
Isn't it?
You've got to be specific. Like,
it's true.
I don't want to say too much.
So when you guessed it, even though you were right, you had to give more information.
No, I just said,
Jay said
one
to
line
you more
and
information.
I was spot on. But I know Ray.
Hey.
We know it's one line, everybody.
All right, one line, guys. She can't
one line.
Much longer.
Oh, God.
Right, go to the song, she says.
So, obviously, we've been doing the Ask Me Anything series where we get to talk to people who have had unique life experiences, and our next guest is one who has lived through something really traumatic. And obviously, domestic violence is at epidemic levels in our country. It is just completely out of control, the amount of intimate partner violence happening to women. And it's a topic I'm really passionate about. I'm do all that I can to raise awareness, and getting this lady on, and we spoke to safesteps.org.au, and they were able to put us in touch with the lady you're about to hear from. Her name is Geraldine, and she bravely escaped an emotionally, financially, and physically abusive relationship. Now, to anyone listening, I want you to remember that Geraldine could be your sister, could be your friend, it could be the woman that sits next to you at work. And at one point, she was really happily in love with this man because everything started out fine, as you're going to hear. But I guess what I want you to know that if you hear this and this triggers something in you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT, which is a national counselling service set up specifically for women in a domestic violence situation. So I started the chat asking Geraldine how her and her ex-partner first met.
When we first met, I was at a really low point in my life. Mm-hmm. And
what had been happening for you?
I just didn't rate myself highly, and I was working in the mining industry, which was a male-dominated yes. industry, mm-hmm. and probably surrounded by people who didn't treat women nicely and didn't yeah. talk about women nicely, and that sort of...
bit of a boys' club.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it kind of permeates your yeah. being, and you...
You started to believe the things they were saying
about. Yeah, yeah. And so I met this person there at work, and he was really, really charming, and really built me up and moved really quick and made me feel really, really special, and... And I just fell in love really quickly.
And there was no clue early days of what was to come.
Yeah. So in hindsight, when I look back, there were red okay. flags. Very early on, I saw flashes of a very bad temper
yeah.
And the way he spoke to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't listen to my gut. Although he did, in that time, start to make me feel... a little inadequate.
Okay, so he started tearing you down.
Yeah, started tearing me down a little bit. And then a few years into the relationship, I fell pregnant with our daughter. Mm-hmm. And it was at that time that things got particularly bad.
So they got worse when you were pregnant.
Yeah.
See, I thought you would have said he was going to be gentler with you, but
no.
That's not the case.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
So when you say what was happening while you were pregnant?
Like he would pick on my appearance, and I had stopped working. I had no income. I had to ask for everything.
So he was controlling you.
Yeah, very much so. Just made me feel very, very worthless in the relationship.
Mm.
And then... when I went on to have our baby, it was then again that things got again a step worse.
It got worse.
Yeah. So he always had sort of like an OCD tendency with the house.
Right.
And
so when you say that, you mean if something was out of place, yeah. if it wasn't perfectly clean, you were punished?
Yeah.
In what ways was he punishing you?
There was a lot of yelling, a lot of name calling and stuff like that. And then... probably in the year before I left is when he started to make me feel physically intimidated. And so during an argument, he may like stood in my face or given me a little nudge and things like that. And then, it was just at the very end that I actually sustained injuries and things like that. So,
and how bad were your injuries?
The time that I actually left, I had a big black eye
yeah.
and bruising up my leg and, yeah. And a limp. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it's still very raw for you. And I just want to say again how brave I think you are telling this story, because I can see you've got to go back and relive that pain as you're saying the words. So what was the catalyst for you leaving?
He threw me through my daughter's room and through her baby gate, and she... was witness to that, and she ran, and she was, when I got to her, she was crouched in a bathtub,
oh,
crying. And I think at that moment I just I just knew for her
Of course. Just had to. You put her before your own everything.
Yeah. And so, so it was that moment that I knew I was going to get out, but I was literally trapped in the house. And I talked him into driving me to my parents' house. Mm-hmm. So we got into the car and I suddenly thought, oh, he might drop me in the middle of nowhere sort of thing. And I said, can I have my purse and my phone? And he wouldn't give me. So I had nothing. I just literally had my daughter and I in the car and he wouldn't give me my purse and phone. And so I started to get anxious about that. And I was begging for my phone and he was saying, no, it's I own the phone and this sort of thing. And it was at that point in the car, and my daughter was there as well, that he hit me across the face with the phone and said,
in front of your daughter?
In front of my daughter. And he said, here, have your phone.
Oh,
so that's how I got the black eye.
Mm.
But even at that point, I still knew that the worst was probably yet to come, and it was. So
it got worse.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Geraldine, an amazing woman who managed to escape with her young daughter from a very violent relationship. This topic is sensitive, so we encourage anyone who is in need of assistance to please call 1-800-RESPECT, a national counselling service who are there to help. Geraldine's story of survival will continue after this. Yeah. So if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of this week's Ask Me Anything, and it is a domestic abuse survivor. Her name is Geraldine, and so far you've heard that things got really bad for her and her daughter. But I do want to reassure you all that this is a story of hope, that she did get out. But unfortunately, what we're about to hear is things did get much, much worse. I do want to remind everyone that this could be a trigger for you, and there is a helpline, 1-800-RESPECT, if you are experiencing violence at home. Also, Lifeline, 131114, if you just need someone to talk to. Where we left Geraldine's story, her partner, after being physically abusive in front of their 2-year-old daughter, was driving them to her parents' house. And during this car ride, he struck her with the phone, bruising her face. And Geraldine continues on the story here.
A series of events happened. I got to a medical centre. I then got the police involved, and I then was admitted to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the next day that I went to court, and I had nothing. I didn't even have a bank account in my name. When I left, I had a singlet and tracksuit pants on.
Your daughter.
And my daughter. And so my mum dressed me right down to my underwear at court.
Yeah.
And that was very humiliating.
But that seems to be what he liked to do to you.
Yeah.
Is humiliate you.
Yes, definitely.
So going to court must have felt like maybe one step towards, you know what, f*** you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some control back.
Yeah, I was not then. I think I was just still really, really scared.
Yeah.
Later that afternoon, a police officer at the local police station called me and said, he's been here. He's angry. Don't be alone tonight because we don't know what will happen.
That must have been terrifying.
Yeah, I was really scared. And it was that afternoon I was in the car with my parents and he ran us off the road.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was everyone okay?
Yeah, we were fine.
But how can the police not stop him from doing that?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. Like, I had an intervention order. I had done everything in my power to keep myself safe. And the night after he ran us off the road, I think I was, like, on the verge of having a nervous breakdown. I didn't sleep. Two of my brothers came and stayed with me at my parents' house. And at one point, I must have gotten up about 3 or 4 times and gone running out to the kitchen, and my big 6-foot brother grabbed hold of me, and I just wailed, and I just said, I don't think he'll stop until he kills me, and I'm going to die, and, you know, no one can help me. And it took a long time for that fear to go away. And I still sort of live with a level of fear, even though I can kind of talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
And I know that that's really common for people that are in this situation, and I don't want them to think that they're doomed forever, because I'm not. Like, generally, I'm really happy.
Well, let's talk about your life now. So how old's your daughter?
She's 5.
5?
Yeah.
And what does life look like for you guys now?
She's ace. She's really happy.
You just lit up. Like, your whole body's just opened up. You're smiling. I can see. She's your everything.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah, I live for her. I live to see her happy. I've repartnered, and
oh, great!
Yeah, and he's beautiful. He's really kind and caring. And so I just feel really lucky I'm back working full time.
You're not just lucky, though. You're a strong woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think so many people will be listening now. And I guess what would you like to say to anyone listening who does fear for their safety, or perhaps they are know someone in their family or in their work environment they're worried for their safety? What do you want to say?
I think for people that know somebody that they suspect are in that situation is to maybe like ask some questions about if they're safe. It's also really important not to judge them because they're not going to leave until they're ready to leave.
Yeah.
But it's good to give people an option, and maybe that's just you can always call me or my door's always open. And things like that. And
there's life on the other side.
Yeah. And for anyone listening that's in that situation, I just want to say the best is yet to come. Like, you can get out and you will, you know, it'll light a fire in your belly and you will do good things.
Oh, you are an incredible human.
I know.
Thank you for sharing your story. And again, look, there is, if you need assistance and this has really evoked something in you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT, which is 1-800-737-732. It's the National Sexual Assault Domestic Family Violence Counselling Service. And again, Geraldine, thank you so much. This has been, it's been such a huge issue this year for our country and we need voices like yours. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. So there you go.
Well done.
It's an
incredibly difficult story, but so incredibly powerful because, this, as you know, there's just not one step for them to get themselves out of these relationships. To hear her leaving with just a singlet, tracksuit pants and her child, they need so much help. I know somebody who actually does a lot of building of hostels for people who to get them out of these situations, and they need so much help from so many different directions. Well done.
And she keeps getting asked, well, why don't you just leave? Like, it's that easy.
They're isolated from family, friends, finances,
bank.
Transport. They can't even get out of there physically.
No, they actually can't.
Look, Geraldine's done an incredible job to, you know, be the woman she is today. So, once again, safesteps.org.au and 1-800-RESPECT. There is help out there. It's 8:39.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
The Honey Badger's dishing out roses on The Bachelor to those he believes he might have a connection, Grant, a love affair with. And sadly, and I'll be honest, my favourite.
She was one of our early favourites.
She was from Queensland. Age 27, occupation, energy healer. She said goodbye last night, but not before time. And this was a first ever on The Bachelor, as she said she was, quote, breaking protocol as she was in the limousine being whisked away to the Bachelor in Paradise Island. She was decided to tell the Honey Badger who was for real, who wasn't.
Good.
From the very beginning, like Kat and Romy, they aren't good people and they're blindsiding you. Kat and Romy are literally here to be famous. Kat's been plugging her jewellery. Romy is so fake, honestly.
I appreciate
your mind might be blown. Good luck in there, mate.
By the flag.
Honestly, there's so much stuff you don't know what's going on in this house.
Yeah, we'll take it on.
But do you want to know who the good ones are? Nick.
All the best.
Oh my God.
And didn't even get to know who the good ones are because
who are the good ones? That's okay.
She slammed the door on her. Kayla, good morning.
Hey,
Kayla.
Good morning.
Hey.
So Kayla, we've got to ask who are the good ones.
Who are the good ones?
Oh, the good ones are Emily, Sophie, Kat, and Britt.
Emily, Sophie,
the Saddle Club.
Kat and Britt. Now. What about Vanessa Sunshine? She seems nice.
I like Vanessa Sunshine.
She was the first girl who was ever mean to me out of everybody.
The snakes. I loved how you were calling them the snakes. You knew you could tense. Were the other energies black, Kayla? Is that what they are?
No, there's no shade about the snakes thing. It was literally like the day I had a confrontation with them, I literally ran into a real snake that day. So I thought that was a sign from the universe. I'm like, I'm going to call them snakes. I need to watch my back, protect myself a little bit more. And yeah.
You tried to give him a good heads up.
No tea, no shade.
what are you really worried about in there for the Honey Badger? Like, is he in danger? You seem so concerned about needing to let him know what was happening.
Danger.
Well, I mean, I applied for the right reasons, and there was other people who applied for genuine reasons as well, and I had to speak up.
I had to.
It's like honourable to myself and the other women who are still there. Like a few people going home because some of these girls are there for the wrong reasons. Like for careers.
Career girl, you know.
Who? Romy?
Romy.
you want me to spill the tea, hey?
Yes!
Spill the tea. Go. Spill the herbal tea so we can read the leaves.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
I mean, obviously didn't bond with Vanessa.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Well, Vanessa, to be fair, Kayla, Vanessa has said numerous times she's not attracted to the honey badger, so we can't no shade her. Yeah. But what about Romy? Tell me about Romy.
Yeah, she was not nice. Like, you can see it on camera. She's just not kind to other people. So I didn't like her.
You don't need that in your life, do you, Kayla?
No, but I mean, I think in life, if someone's negative and like that, you don't need to bring yourself down to their level. You just react with more love and not continue the mean girl cycle.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah,
can I tell you something, Kayla?
What?
You're too good for him.
I agree.
Straight up.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, my man's still out there, hopefully, so.
Oh, Joel, did you get your rose quartz back, though, the 2 kilogram rose quartz? Did you get that back?
No.
He was full with intentions.
Get it back, mate. He doesn't deserve it.
No, that's true.
Who knows? He might give it back to me. He might keep it. Who knows? But you know what? I don't want it back. I gifted it to him, so.
No, true. You're a good person.
Who do you want to see him end up with?
If you had to pick one.
Any of the Saddle Club girls I just mentioned, I'd be happy to end up.
Sophie.
Emily.
Cass or Britt.
Cass.
Cass and her dream diary.
Was he listening? You have concern for him, which is so lovely of you, but do you think he was getting the message? Was he heeding your warning?
Thank you.
Yeah. Honestly, the chat was actually a lot longer than shown on TV, obviously. I think anyone would know that, but I told him straight up he was there for the right reasons, and he was very genuine. You know, he was present, and he wanted to know more. He said a couple of some nice comments to me as well, and we had a decent chat. Like, it wasn't any TV bullshit. Like, I was just talking to him like another human being.
Well, Kayla.
Yeah, great.
Now, Kayla,
I love that. Love Kayla straight up.
She's off the chain.
Yeah, it's great.
I will not hear the words TV BS.
How dare you
said about the Bachelor, Kayla?
It's obviously still very raw for her, Ed. So
I'm real. I'm
chance.
A real girl. Well, like, I'm real. Well, I'm real.
That's what you say.
That's why we liked you.
Nothing says real like carrying around quartz. So, all right. Kayla, best of luck.
I hope you get some good dates out of this. I hope you get some good, genuine boys. You deserve
I don't want to have loads of dates. Come on, I'd like to just meet one guy. Like,
just
come
one.
On. Yeah, let's make it easy for me.
All right, guys.
I had to compete 25 girls.
Just one.
Kayla, you're fun.
We
you'll
like
be right.
Kayla.
Kayla, I'm going to plug your. I've enjoyed this chat so much that
plug
I'm going to plug your website. How does that sound?
Yeah, that'd be good if you want to.
Loveloons.com, LOVE, same word, LOONS.com. Kayla, that's where I'm headed right now.
I think the universe is going to find you.
Maybe book yourself an energy healing in.
Good idea.
I don't know what you do with him if you don't have enough quartz.
If you could come in. Kayla, please come in. Let's do it. I would love
that. Great. Kayla, I wish you all the
good
love
idea.
And luck in the world, doll.
All right. Thank you so much.
To you.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye, doll.
Grant Denyer, our intrepid producer Max, had a series of bananas on his desk that you took offence to.
They're in a disgusting state. They're pretty much completely black, beyond the point in which you would eat them. And I said, I'll save the day. Watch this. I will reverse the aging process of your banana. Turn it from black back to brand new yellow in an hour. You ready?
Yep.
Get a good vantage point, guys.
How do you do it, though? What have you done?
Okay,
explain to us. We're on radio.
I put it in a bag of rice. And I had to squeeze all the air out in a Ziploc bag.
A bag of rice?
For an hour. You let it sit there.
It's like an iPhone when it's been in the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah. Same process. You pull it out. And then what you do is you just wave a hairdryer over it. And you're ready to watch the colours go back from black.
Okay, so we're looking at quite a brown banana.
It's very brown, that banana.
So what's the point of the rice?
The rice, I believe, it's a moisture reduction program. That's what it does. Sort of just sucks it out of the skin.
So now we're going to see.
An RP.
Now I will rejuvenate the skin.
Guys, we'll be filming this. I know it's not great radio, but we'll put it up.
Very funny coming. That he thinks it is. And
watch this. Watch this, guys.
It's going browner. Oh,
that's
hang
browner.
On, it's coming.
That's worse, dude.
You're burning it.
What's happening here?
That is legitimately browner.
Hey, stop. Hang on, it's coming. It is not coming
we
at all.
We are already 2 minutes
hang on,
late.
It's supposed to go completely yellow.
Oh my god! I can't believe we hung around for this.
This is possibly the most disappointing thing in my 20-year media career.
Mine too.
Yeah, mine too.
Maybe it's the hairdryer's fault. It's supposed to go back to yellow.
And on that
who
bombshell,
I hate this.
What the hell? I saw it on the internet. Someone showed me. It's true.
Turn your stupid hairdryer off. We're going.
I can't hear. That's dumb.
That was great.
Maybe I did it wrong.
No, stop it. Oh, maybe it's white. No, it's white rice. I've used brown rice. See ya.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today FM Breakfast. Weekdays from 6. 104.1 Today FM.